played in both those Charleston Southern games. Can you talk about the player perspective of just how fired up and kind of the angle of you really kind of owe them not one, but maybe a couple?
Yeah, first year, you know, they're playing for a lot more than we were at that point in the season, and they ended up celebrating on our field with the Big South Championship. We remember that. We brought that up yesterday. So that's something, you know, we can keep in our mind. You know, they were bigger and faster and stronger than we were at that time. And last year, of course, it came down to that game, which we could have gotten a share. We didn't execute. They did. And that's what it was. We caught up in the physicality of it. I think we played hard. I just don't think we executed. So now this game, we got to put it all together. They're coming back to the bank, and we remember last time we played them at the bank.
Jake, you know this is a physical defense, especially front four and linebacker. What are you guys as offense looking to? You know, 14 points from year one, seven last year. What are you guys looking to do this year to maybe?
Hopefully we can just, you know, build off of what we've been doing this year, or at least the last few weeks. Really, all we really want to do is execute to our potential, because we're pretty confident, you know, in ourselves, and we can do that. So really, all we're worrying about is executing what we can do, you know, to our best ability, and you know, hopefully it'll take care of itself.
Jake, the inside running game really opened up the rest of the plays for the offense. What has changed since that Sanford game throughout the season, and why is the team having so much success there?
Well, I talked about it a few weeks ago when Coach Bo challenged the two backs and the linemen to get, you know, a two-back 100-yard rusher. So I think that has something to do with it. You know, he challenged us, and we, you know, put our minds to it and, you know, did our best we could to accomplish it. I don't know. We just matured a little more. I'm not sure. We've been doing it a few years now. We got challenged and we, I guess, rose to it. So hopefully we can keep that going.
It's gonna be probably as tough as anybody you've faced all year to run between the tackles against this group. Coach talked about how solid the front four is. And it probably makes it that much more important to have maybe a little bit of balance here and there, certainly to execute on the outside to give you more opportunities in there.
Oh, yeah. It will be maybe the best front seven we see all year. But, yeah, we definitely want to, you know, get all, you know, inside run game, outside run game, even some passing going. So, you know, absolutely. We just want to execute everything, you know, all our plays the best we can. Obviously, that'll give us the best chance to win.
Montana State did a real nice job of setting the edge and forcing you guys to run inside. They took a lot of the pitch out of your game. What is the level of satisfaction knowing that you won having to run inside, not because you could run inside?
Well, you know, comparing it to last year and even the first half of the season, it does give you a lot of, you know, feeling of accomplishment. Just comparing where we've come from. But, you know, I don't care how we win. I just want to win. You know, if I have to run it, if I don't have to run, I don't really care. I just, you know, I'll do whatever we have to do. And I think that's how the whole offense is. So whatever, you know, whatever the defense makes us do, we'll do it and, you know, try to win the game that way, you know. So I don't think it really matters who scores or who gets the touches. I think, you know, just whatever we got to do to win.
Taylor, you talked about the physical elements of them winning the first two meetings. Is there an added chip on your shoulder collectively, maybe as a team, that we're going to go in there, we're going to be the more physical team this time?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think we've done a great job this year with the run game, and, you know, that's what they want to do. They want to run the ball and then open up their passing game. And, you know, the past 2 years they've had the three-headed monster running backs, and fortunately they're gone this year. Now, they have some good players that are stepping up, and you can tell in the last two games that they're finding their groove. But just, you know, with Big Z and Izzy Sam, Anthony Gore, those two guys are three guys, you know, plugging holes and everything, stopping everything, making it spill. That shows our physicality up front, but then you see our defensive speed, you know, when it does get outside. You know, but being physical, I think, is going to set the tone early in the game, and I think that'll go a long way.
This is probably the most assignment-sound defense you guys have played in the time the program has been here. Can you speak a little to that? Obviously, a lot of it's experience, and you guys have played together, but this defense has kind of played at a level we hadn't seen here, especially the last four or five games.
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of games played together with a lot of guys out on the field, and I think, you know, we're still making some mistakes that we can clean up, but when you're playing fast like we're taught to do, it covers up a lot of those mistakes, and you don't see them in the game. You might not see them as a fan, but, you know, you see a little bit when you go back and watch film. Hey, we need to clean this up. But as long as we're playing fast and we're trusting each other and everybody's doing their individual job, it collectively makes a big difference, and I think that's what's happening this year. Everybody's doing their job, and, you know, that's why we're playing the way we are playing right now.
How important is it that the bank be crazy this Saturday for you guys?
Oh, it's very important. And I think, I don't want to say the students don't understand, but this is a chance for them to make a difference and make an impact that maybe they haven't been able to in the past 2 years in a game. We're going to need them more than they know. And we had some players go talk to some fraternities, sororities earlier this week, just trying to get the word out there of what these next two games, especially this week, means to us. And so hopefully they come out and they're loud and, you know, they help us on third down to get off the field. They just give us that extra energy coming from the stands.
Taylor, that Montana State game, that last drive they had, they challenged the defensive back, the secondary from mm-hmm. Kennesaw State. But what was the communication as they moved the ball down the field, and what did you see on the pick?
Yeah, obviously we wanted to keep everything in front of us, but at the same time we knew that, you know, they just needed to get in a field goal range. It was a two-point game. You know, going into that game, we wanted to, you know, get a lot of pressure on the quarterback, and that the play that ended with the pick, we showed pressure, which we had shown all game long, but we hadn't dropped anything from it, and Coach Newberry did a great job of calling the coverage, calling the play that, you know, show pressure, get out of it, and I think honestly he just rushed a throw, and obviously it ended up in my hands. But you know, that goes to credit to Coach Newberry calling the right play at the right time. He changed it up, and you know, got off the field with a win.
Jake, you've played kind of key roles in what we upstairs call three especially defining drives you guys have had this year. The one to win against North Greenville, the one to put the game away against Liberty, and then, of course, this one to go down and kick the field goal. Can you talk about, from the player-led angle, how you guys that are the veterans on this club kind of keep everybody together in these drives? And you know, I mean, the game's on the line there.
Yeah. you can tell that we've, you know, that most of us have been here for a few years. You can tell that there's more maturity out there on the field. But, you know, when we get in those third down, fourth down situations, if it's not everybody, but it's usually one or two people every time, you say, just, you know, just execute the play. We got to convert the first, you know, first down. So, you know, that's really positive, I think. And it speaks to our, like I said, our maturity that we have grown up a little bit in these few years. But yeah, we, so as you know, and like Coach Bo said earlier, it's really understood. Everybody knows it. Everybody knows the intensity of the situation. And we just go out there and play, you know, play and execute the play and get the first down, you know.
All right, fellas. Tell me about the plank.
I can't tell you much about it. That's more of a defensive thing. I don't know much about it.
So, I've seen it around the locker room prior to this game. I've seen it sitting in people's lockers, and I didn't think anything of it. I didn't ask any questions. And then I saw it at the Gardner-Webb, like Coach Newberry or Coach Bohannon said, and it made an appearance on the sideline and came with us up to Montana. And I don't know who came up. Tanner came up with the idea. I don't know who came up with the idea to hand it to me after the pick. But I didn't know what to do with it, honestly. I was like, it's just a piece of wood. It's got two Y's and a smile on it. So I just held it up. There was a few Kennesaw State fans sitting right there in the front row, and they took the picture. It's from Ed and Eddie, if y'all didn't know that. I didn't know that until I started asking questions. But I guess he's going to be part of the season now, or, you know, finish the season with us and maybe keep it for next year if it works out. I'm not sure.
Now, since you made the last big play, are you the keeper of the plank at this point?
No, it returns home to Tanner Jones. It's in his locker. He keeps it, and he'll bring it out on the sideline on Saturday. So you'll see it floating around. I know it was on the smile cam, I think, at Gardner Webb. So hopefully it gets tossed around a bunch on Saturday, honestly.
And then Coach mentioned the barbershop, because that was something else I wanted to ask you about, because it was on TV and I saw it. Now, is it the same people that do the barbershop every time, or?
Now, there's some permanent barbers on the team. They like to, you know, do their lineup. You know, some people would jump in and try to clean you up a little bit. You know, if you make a big play, if you make a touchdown, you're heading to the barbershop when you get to the sideline.
Who is your stylist?
Des Johnson. Yeah, he did a good job.
Who else partakes?
I remember Barclay. I think he was trying to clean up my beard. I told him to take it easy because I like it. Barclay Miller. He was over there with me.
Okay, now would you actually trust them to do either of those jobs?
Absolutely not.
You talk a little bit about the importance of that kind of thing. Those are the kinds of things. I mean, look, everybody's serious. You want to go out there and win. These things matter a lot. Football's a lot of why you guys are here. I mean, but these kinds of things, and it's in all sports, these things keeping each other loose, I mean, they not only build camaraderie, but it makes it more fun out there. And I guess it makes it that even that much more fun when you win.
Yeah, just add a little something to the celebration of making a big play. Now you have to remember, you have to move on to the next play, but for that split moment, especially late in the game, if it is something as a game win, a touchdown or a turnover to end the game, you can celebrate a little longer. But little things like that just make it a little extra fun. You're doing it with your teammates, the guys you work really hard with. So something that, we hadn't had the past 2 years, so we added it this year, and, it's been fun.